Hello, Roy here. I just wanted to let you know that you can listen to The Roy Green Show ad-free on Amazon Music, included with Prime. Let me just talk for a second here about the justice system in this country. I'm not surprised. Just days after George Lovey, convicted first-degree murderer of the parents of Don Edwards, who's been on this program a fair bit recently, good friend, the Edwards family are personal friends of mine. The killer of Don's parents, George Lovey, went AWOL while on day parole. Okay, so Lovey, first-degree murderer, AWOL on day parole. So an arrest warrant is issued. The RCMP picks him up. And his parole supervisor says, well, that's okay. He can just continue with his parole. It gets even more interesting, of course, because just a day or so later, two members of the National Parole Board approved Mr. Lovey's full parole. We'll be talking with Don and Tanis Edwards. Tanis is Don's wife, of course. Later on in the program about this development. They're very much afraid. Justice and police officials did call the Edwards family after Lovey went AWOL in the area where many of Tanis's family live. And they alerted the Edwards family to take the steps they have practiced to safeguard themselves from Mr. Lovey. But he's got full parole now, so nothing to worry about. More on the justice system in this country. The Supreme Court of Canada has refused to hear the appeal from Calgary mass killer Matthew DeGrood, killed five fellow University of Calgary students at a 2014 house party. He was declared not criminally responsible because of mental health issues. As well, the scheduled for this Tuesday hearing for another NCR killer, Alan Schoenborn, was found delusional after having stabbed and smothered his 10-year-old daughter and 8 and 5-year-old sons to death. That hearing has been postponed to possibly April or May. Schoenborn was already in 2022 granted 28 days unescorted leave from the Forensic Psychiatric Hospital in Coquitlam, British Columbia, even though Schoenborn was assessed as continuing to, quote, constitute a significant threat to the safety of the public. But he gets a 28-day unescorted pass. Nothing to see here, nothing to worry about. That's right. Dave Teixeira, spokesperson for Schoenborn's victims. How are you, David?
Doing well, Roy, and thanks for shining that bright spotlight on these egregious undertakings in our justice system.
Yeah, please tell us what's going on with Alan Schoenborn.
Yeah, so Alan Schoenborn, coming up to 16 years ago, murdered his three children, Caitlin, Max, and Corden, waited for his wife to come home. She was late, and so he left and was being pursued by police for about 10 days, was arrested, claimed he was not well. He then, you know, spent a little bit of time in court, and they found him not criminally responsible. About a year after that, he claimed that he should be given freedoms into the community, and he was almost let out if it was not for the public outcry and in the big media spotlight. And here we are now again 16 years later, and just about every year he's looking for more freedoms, and that's what he was going to be trying to do next week. But for some reason, once again, the hearing's been delayed.
I think it's probably because there's so much focus on justice issues in this country right now.
I would think so. I think it's also, you know, when you bring up the focus on justice issues, I mean, it seems that whether it's a parole board or a local review board or a provincial review board, I should say, there seems to be this almost disgusting leniency towards men who abuse women and or hurt or kill children. You can think of names like Paul Bernardo, Scott McKay, Taylor Duick, Alan Schoenborn, Gail Klein, Blair Donnelly and Randall Hopley. Those are just names I can name off the top of my head who have all been given additional freedoms by our justice systems. And some of them go on to reoffend. And it's just seems absolutely baffling why this continues to happen.
Yeah. We're not allowed to call Schoenborn a murderer because he was found not criminally responsible.
That's correct.
Yeah, we can say he killed his children. We can say he killed his children, but we can't say he murdered them.
Yeah, it's basically whitewashing what he did. I mean, you know, look, we certainly have a subset of our society who absolutely suffer through mental illness. Now, Schoenborn, in this case, is claiming he's one of those, but the facts just don't support that. Because he murdered his three children, people think, well, that's crazy. So, you know, he must be out of his mind. But they're not realizing he has a lifelong history of violence and just being an evil person. So being evil doesn't mean you should get the protections of a not criminally responsible system. And furthermore, once you're in that NCR system, it's incumbent upon the doctors and the judiciary to ensure that the supports are being given to those people so that when they come out, they can re-enter society safely, not only for themselves, but safely for everyone around them. And we seem to be failing on that time and time again. And proponents of, you know, the NCR system will say, well, no, Dave, you're only highlighting, and I'm sure, Roy, you get this too, you're only highlighting the bad cases.
No, I've heard it for years.
Bad cases. Yeah, how many bad cases do I need to highlight that it becomes not the, it's not the exception, but perhaps it is truly the norm. So this is what we're dealing with here in Canada at this point in time.
And if Schoenborn or Matthew DeGroote or others who are NCR are, after a hearing, deemed to be readmissible to society, they're sent out there without any criminal record, without any record of anything at all. And unless you know them and know what they did, you have no idea who you're dealing with. And in Schoenborn's case, he was still assessed when he got that 28-day unescorted pass in 2022. He was assessed as continuing to, quote, constitute a significant threat to the safety of the public. You know, you can't outthink those who aren't thinking. But this is, to me, Dave, I'm not a psychiatrist, psychologist. I'm not a law enforcement officer. I'm a member of society. I hear something like that, I start to worry.
Yeah, I don't think we need degrees after our names to be a master of common sense. And when someone is showing signs of dangerous behavior inside an...
Not only that, Dave, but assessed professionally as a constituting a significant threat to the safety of the public.
Right. And those people with those letters after their name are saying that absolutely not, this person shouldn't get out. Yet these unelected parole boards and review boards seem to know better. And here in British Columbia, just back in September, Blair Donnelly, who murdered his daughter a number of years ago, was let out on a day pass in 2009, stabbed someone, and then was let out on some day passes here in September and stabbed three more people. So we're not getting folks healthy enough to do this, especially when all the assessments, as you say, Roy, are pointing to the need for greater support.
So Dave, this could be a move. Yeah. Can you, in about a minute, tell us what happens at the hearings?
Yeah, so in the hearings, it's pretty much like a quasi-judicial system where the defense will highlight all the good that their killers have done. Meanwhile, the Crown will highlight and bring forward witnesses, mostly medical professionals, that indicate that there's an issue. From there, the review board decides what privileges the person will have. So as you said, Schoenborn was given in 2022, 28 days of up to 28 days of unescorted leave. In 2023, he decided he did not want to have a hearing. And that's a bit of a loophole because now he doesn't have a hearing. His privileges remain. And in the past, when he has not asked for a hearing, it's been because something has gone wrong in his treatment and he's not deserving of those freedoms. So we're hoping that very soon we'll get this hearing rescheduled and hopefully he will have those privileges removed.
If you want to hear more, subscribe to The Roy Green Show on Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Spotify, Stitcher, or wherever you find your favorites. And if you like what you hear, leave us a review and tell a friend. I'm Roy Green. Have a great weekend.
Canada may be known for its landscapes and friendly people, but beneath the surface lies a darker side of crime, history, and the paranormal. Since 2017, the award-winning Dark Poutine podcast has explored the shadowy corners of the Great White North and beyond, delivering chilling tales from a uniquely Canadian perspective. Hosted by Mike Brown and Matthew Stockton, with over 300 episodes and fresh releases every Monday, Dark Poutine is your weekly ticket to the creepier side of Canada. Listen to Dark Poutine on Apple, Spotify, Amazon Music, or wherever you get your podcasts.